Thank you. That's beautiful. He bore it all. Jesus bore it all. Amen.
Amen.
We need to live like Jesus bore it all. Amen. Yeah, I appreciate all of those songs and everyone that's participated this morning in service, and all of you that are here present and along with the singing and all of us in prayer together. It is so awesome to be in the house of the Lord this morning.
Amen.
It's a beautiful day. We are blessed more than we really know. We are really blessed. This morning I want to talk about reflections on the loss of a loved one. There are times in our lives when we lose people. That's just the way this life is. The day that we were born, we began to get closer to death. That's just the reality of life, is it not? The Hebrew writer says in Hebrews 9:27, he says, "It's appointed unto man once to die, and after death it is the judgment." And so the reality is that we all one day will take our last breath. We talk about that dash in between, and that is considered our lives. I was born in 1974. Right now, I'm in the dash. Amen. But there's going to come a day when I breathe my last, and the same will happen to you and to the rest of the billions of people that exist on this earth, even at this moment, even the babies that were born this morning and the babies that are being born right now. They have an estimate of how many people are being born and dying. But the fact of the matter is we all will take our last breath. Amen. And that's just a reality. So the loss of a loved one is a difficult burden to bear. Only those who die young and before others escape this burden. All others will bear this burden at some point in their life. The Lord certainly knew about grief, did he not? Jesus knew about birth and about death. Amen. Jesus said in the scriptures that he says, "I am the resurrection and the life. Though he be dead, yet shall he what?" Amen. And so Jesus knew about life, death, the resurrection. He understood it all because of who he is. Amen. He knows the day of your departure from this life. He knows the beginning. He knows the in-between, or like I like to call it, the dash. Amen. And so while we're here in the dash, let's live our lives as though Jesus bore it all. And in fact, he did bear it all. Amen. And so let's live worthy lives because he lives. Amen. And so this morning, let's look at Jesus and some examples about how we can reflect on the loss of loved ones. We know in John chapter 11, the scripture that many kids learned in Sunday school, the shortest verse, they say, Jesus did what? Jesus wept, John 11:35. Jesus sought to prepare his own disciples for when they would lose him. And when he would leave this earth, we talked about in Acts this morning, we were looking at Acts chapter 1, as we were going through the Bible and talking about the different books of the Bible, we know that Jesus ascended into heaven, and Jesus had told his disciples that one day, I'm going to leave you. Amen. And in John chapter 14, I believe around verses 1, 2, and 3, Jesus told his disciples what? He said, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. Because in my Father's house there are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you." He says, "I go, and if I go, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also." Amen. And so Jesus told his disciples that he would be leaving one day, and he did ascend into heaven. Amen. And so Jesus was teaching his disciples about leaving this earth, because we all are going to leave this earth one day. Indeed, God can be a wonderful source of comfort. We look over at 2 Corinthians chapters 1, looking at verses 3 through 5, and dealing with the here and the now. Because we know that when our loved ones die, it's a very, very challenging time in our lives, is it not? 2 Corinthians chapter 1, looking at verses 3, 4, and 5. Second Corinthians chapter 1, verses 3, 4, and 5. Here the writer says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our affliction, so that we may be able to comfort those who are in any affliction with the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by who? By God, amen. For just as the sufferings of Christ are ours in abundance, so also our comfort is abundant through Jesus Christ." Amen. And so we look to God for comfort. We look to each other for comfort. So let's look at the sources of comfort defined more definitely. We start off with the hope of Christ. 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 13. 1 Corinthians 4, 13, or 1 Thessalonians 4, 13, that rather. I know what I meant, but my mouth said something different. Then we got to watch our mouths. I need a mirror here so I can watch what I'm saying. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 13. It was read in our hearing earlier. He says, "But we do not want you to be uninformed, brethren, about those who are asleep, that you may not grieve as do the rest who have no hope." In Christ, we have the hope of the resurrection and reunion. We continue on in the reading, looking at verses 14, 15, 16, and 17. Here are 1 Thessalonians 4. He says, "For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so God will bring with him those who have fallen asleep in Jesus. For this we say to you by the word of the Lord, that we who are alive and remain until the coming of the Lord shall not precede those who have fallen asleep. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout." Did not the angels prophesy that in Acts chapter 1 around verse 11? "With the voice of the archangel, with the trumpet of God, listen, and the dead in Christ shall rise first." I like the front row. Amen. It's hard not to be excited about these things. I've heard it so many times. And like I like to tell people, every funeral, every memorial service that comes about, I'm getting a step closer. And I'm happy. Amen. I'm happy about it because of what the scripture says, because of the hope that we have in Christ Jesus. Amen. You're either with Jesus or you're not with him. So get with Jesus today. As that song says, "Falling in love with Jesus was the best thing I've ever done." Anybody heard that song before? I'm going to have to teach you that song one day. Maybe somebody will lead it, but I can read it for you one day. But it's the best decision I ever made to follow Jesus. I just want to let you know. I can say it over and over again because it's the best thing I've ever done was fall in love with Jesus. Because when you fall in love with Jesus, you do everything Jesus tells you to do. Amen? People say, "Oh, I've fallen in love." And you know when you fall in love with somebody, you're just doing everything that they tell you to do or want you to do. Y'all know what I'm saying. Don't be shy. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Some people say, "I don't know if I can live a Christian life." You're not in love with Jesus. Because when you're in love with Jesus, you're saying, "What else can I do? What else do you want me to do, Lord? I know you love me. I know you died for me. I know you bore it all. And so I'm willing to serve. I'm willing to submit. I'm willing to make the changes in my life. Because I love you." Amen? Yeah. But when I see people saying, oh, do I have to do this? Do I have to do that? I say, you're not in love with Jesus yet. You need to read your Bible more. You need to pray more. Amen. Maybe you need to fast and pray. Amen. Amen. You need to get serious about your relationship with God. Amen. Hypocrisy is not what Christ ever loved or liked. You either with Jesus or you're not. I remember my grandmother telling me on one of those famous Friday nights when she had talked to me when I was in the Army, she says, baby, don't play with Jesus. Don't play with Jesus. And I'm telling y'all the same message as well, amen? Because when you have that hope in Christ Jesus, you're in love with Jesus. You know that you're going to meet Jesus one day. Right. Amen? Amen. And so the source of our comfort when our loved ones are in Christ, we know that we're going to see them again. Amen? Amen. We've got that hope. We've got that hope in us that just sparks us, that just excites our minds. As we think, people say, why are you smiling? Jesus is the reason why I'm smiling. Jesus is the reason why I'm singing. Jesus is the reason why I'm living. He's the reason why I preach to teach. Amen? Amen. That hope that we have in Christ Jesus. Amen. Wow. I tell you, it's just amazing. Continue on in the reading here. In verse 17, it says, then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with him in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and thus we shall always be with the Lord. Do you have that hope this morning?
Yes, sir.
I've got that hope. I've got that hope. I've got that hope, and you all need to have that same hope, amen? Amen? That hope in Christ Jesus. Those of our loved ones that have died in the Lord, we're going to meet them again, amen?
Amen.
We're going to meet them again.
Yes.
We can think about those that have died in the Lord that are our loved ones. We think about all the precious memories, amen? We used to see them in church. We used to see them in different places, different things that they were doing for us, doing for the Lord, working in the Lord. We saw them fall from grace, get back up from grace, stay committed. Sometimes they may not have been committed, but then they got back up. Amen. You guys know what a real Christian goes through. Amen. Sometimes I think children sometimes don't understand what it means to be an adult Christian. Amen. Because all they see is us on Sunday morning. We're all dressed to the nines. Amen. We're looking good. But the kids need to see us repent. They need to understand that we have troubles and trials and tribulations. Amen. Because they need that example. So then when they go away to college, when they go to the military, when they move away from their local congregation, they'll be willing and able to have the audacity to pick up the phone, check the internet to see where the local church meets at. Amen. Because I've been there. Amen. And it's because of the examples of many of you here, my parents and many others, that I kept on holding on to God's unchanging hand. Amen. God's unchanging hand. It's because of those examples. And so as we look back at loved ones that have passed on, think about their example of how they struggled through many different trials and tribulations in their lives. But they had that hope. That hope. Amen. It's something about having hope. I think somebody said, keep hope alive. I think it was Jesse Jackson. But we've got to keep the true hope alive, the hope that we have in Christ Jesus. Amen. Wow, I tell you, I've got many, many things to talk about this morning. A time is passing us by. But now the source of comfort developed. The hope in Christ. Our wonderful hope is for those who are faithful to Christ until the end. Look over at Revelation chapter 2, verse 10. Revelation chapter 2, verse 10. I want to preach this morning. Revelation 2:10. Let's turn our Bibles over there, if you will. Revelation 2:10. But sometimes life is this way. Revelation 2:10, he says, "Do not fear what you are about to suffer. Behold, the devil is about to cast some of you into prison that you may be tested, and you will have tribulation 10 days. Be faithful unto death, and I will give you the crown of life." Amen. You know, we may not suffer like our brothers and sisters did back in those days, but we all suffer. We all are challenged. We know that God says he's not going to challenge us above what we are able to bear. Is that right? Because we all have trials and tribulations in our lives, whatever it might be. But that's how we develop the hope. That's how we develop in Christ. If we desire to have this hope and to leave it as a legacy for those left behind, we must be faithful servants of Christ. Amen. We have to be faithful servants to Christ if we want to leave that hope in Christ for our children, for the kids that are in the front row up here. We need to be those living examples. Amen.
That's right.
So they have an example of hope so that when we leave this place, they can keep on going. Amen. Because of the memories they had of us and our struggle as we were focusing on serving the Lord. Amen? We've got to develop that hope. We don't want to wait until it's too late. You will only add to the grief of your loved ones if you don't obey the gospel of Jesus Christ. I've seen it too many times. People are like, "Brother Solomon, is there a chance?" Say, "There's no chance now." They said no. People call me at the last hour and they say, "Solomon, we want you to talk to my mom or my dad or my uncle or my cousin," and all of this. I go over there, but they're not ready to make that decision. Sometimes it's just too late. And those of you here this morning that have the breath of life in you and you have your right mind, and you haven't decided to follow Jesus, now's the time to make that decision. Now's the time to make that choice. While you can walk down the aisle. Maybe you might be in an assistant wheelchair or a scooter or whatever. I think I'm strong enough to put you in the water. Amen. And we got all this strength around here. There's no excuse. Except excuses you have in your heart today. Today, the Bible says, is a day of salvation. Harden not your heart. If you're a child of God and you're not living right, today is the day to make that change. Today's the day. Today is the day to make that change. Stop playing with Jesus. Stop being a hypocrite. Change your life. Stop living in sin. Death is coming. That is a reality. That is a reality. I've seen it over and over again. It just hasn't been my turn yet. Amen?
Amen.
I pray that this sermon has been encouraging to all of you. There's so much more to say, but I think you guys have the point. Amen?
Amen.
Get right with God today. Live like Jesus bore it all. Amen?
That's right.
Yeah. Live like you are dying, as that one country song says. Amen? Whatever your need is this morning, why don't you come forward as together we stand and sing the song that has been selected.